We've been talking about the comments by Helen Ziller, and she had been, as some would interpret it, and as her words indicate, she had been justifying colonialism and saying not everything about colonialism is bad. We're joined on the line by a member of the DA, Mandla Nyakela, who spoke to us last week about the issue of racism within the DA. Mandla, good morning to you and welcome to the program.
Good morning, sir.
Thank you for joining us once again. What are your thoughts about Helen Ziller's comments or her tweets that she had sent out towards the end of last week, saying that not everything about colonialism was bad?
Well, personally, I was not surprised, even though I was equally saddened. And, you know, coming from Madam Ziller, it was a very unfortunate one. I had expected that she knew better, you know. But then, like I said, I did say last week that in the experience that I've had in and outside the Democratic Alliance as an organization, I have actually found that some, more than others, all white people are racist. So it wasn't surprising that it is now coming from the one who has been before Musima Imani, the national leader of the Democratic Alliance. It then tells you that indeed the 8% population, the racial population by whites within the Democratic Alliance are actually the ones who have the political sense of power. And we as black people are just numbers.
What about the fact that the DA leader, Musima Imani, very quickly moved to condemn that, and it's been referred to the Federal Discipline Commission, and action may be taken against her?
Yeah, well, those are just processes. But the actual is that white people within the Democratic Alliance are racist. And look, I think it would be much better if we came to accept that there will always be us and them. The racial issue will never go away. White people do not see us as equals. The law may say that we are equal, but according to them, we were never equal. Hence the past social ills. So even within the Democratic Alliance, when a white person sees a black person, they don't see equals. And I'm speaking from personal experience, by the way. We are being called ANC spies. You know, when you don't agree with a white person within the DA politically, when you air different political views, they call you a spy. In the Democratic Alliance, every black person who is there has actually been called to come and agree. Every black person who is a leader inside there is someone who is agreeing to everything that white people agree on. If you are yes sir, yes ma'am, you will make it through the Democratic Alliance. But if you come with a different political view, they will suppress and depress you and make sure that you do not make it anywhere.
Now then, is this from members of the party or is it institutionalized? Is it part of the policy of the party? And is there a difference between the two for you?
It can never be a black and white policy. But these are the abuses that we experience inside. If you're going to tell me about Musima Imani, I'm not sure who you're talking about, because the same Musima Imani had a post when Musi was still campaigning for premier of Gauteng, if you would recall. There was a post inside that Musima Imani needed a personal photographer. Guess what? The person who got that job was a white guy whose wife is friends to Musima Imani's white wife. Now you tell me, Musima Imani has white people's interest at heart more than he does the black people within the Democratic Alliance.
But by merely giving the job to the white photographer, what if he was more capable for the particular job?
To me, that is the highest form of nepotism. If that guy would have a job simply because his wife is Musima Imani's white wife's friend, to me that's nepotism. Why was that job not open to everyone? And moreover, why not to those who have been disadvantaged in the past?
You, in the previous interview, indicated that you remain as a member of the DA. Why do you then still remain a member of the DA, and what is it that drew you to the DA in the first place?
Well, when the road of corruption, maladministration, arrogance, organizational disruption within the ANC happened, a lot of ships scattered. Some went into the UPM, some went to COPE, some went to the EFF. I'm one of those who went to the Democratic Alliance. And these are politics. We remain because we hope that with time, things will evolve and change for the better.
Now, as you indicate, different people went to the various organizations, various parties. What attracted you to the DA? Why did you choose DA? You could have gone to any of the other parties.
The policies. I love the Democratic Alliance's policies. And if those policies were to be really implemented truthfully for what they really are, I think the DA stands a better chance to govern this country.
Okay, so if it's policies, then what is wrong with the ANC's policies? Are you not happy with the ANC's policies?
I think that question, everyone would be able to agree with me that today, the problem with the ANC is the ANC. And the ANC keeps pushing themselves to the point of collapse. I do not want to be a part of that.
Yes. But in principle, are you happy with the policies of the ANC?
Well, you see, the ANC's policies have actually been proven to be nothing but good documents. The implementation there is very, you know, those policies are toothless. You know, they are always failing to implement, even more than 20 years later. Those policies are just nice documents. But the leadership there knows nothing about accountability, integrity, and those values are actually inside within the constitution of this country, the democratic constitution of this country. So if you're going to talk integrity, clean governance, and all of that within your policy, but the people who are in the leadership are actually corrupt. So that document just remains nothing but a nice document.
So as it stands, find that the ANC's policies are good, but they're not implementing it. The DA is a similar situation where there's good policies that attracted you to leave the ANC, but it's also not being implemented. Is that how you see it at this moment? And then what options does that leave you with then?
The policies within the Democratic Alliance are actually implemented. There is just this mole that is eating up the organization bit by bit. That being racism, structural racism, subtle racism, and all of that. I think if those could be eradicated, the DA would stand a far more better chance.
Okay. In terms of, the comments by Helen Zille, the fact that she said not everything about colonialism was bad, you say that you expected and you're not surprised. Have you ever heard this type of a sentiment from other members of the DA at some time with your interactions, this type of a feeling? Is this a common notion within that 8% that you refer to within the DA?
I'm sure by now, you know, if you would recall, we have had experiences, same experiences, coming from the likes of Diane Colobana, Penny
yes.
Sparrow. So Helen Zille coming out now is not news. Such members are there. Racist white people within the Democratic Alliance are there. It is no secret. The country knows it. That is what needs to be dealt with within this organization. And it is very unfortunate that Madam Zille would say such. I would love to know from her how would she feel if someone was to tell her to thank the Germans for the technology at their disposal. Because you have Jews who are actually driving Mercedes-Benz and BMWs. And Holocaust is one of the most sensitive issues. So I would love to know from Madam Zille, how would you feel if one was to ask her the same, to say, No, you know what? Maybe the Germans are not all bad. Look now, the benefit. You're driving BMWs and Mercedes-Benz. How would Madame Zille feel?
Yes, interesting thoughts, undoubtedly. What would you like to see happen to her? How would you like this matter to be dealt with? So,
like I said, some, more than others, are racist within the Democratic Alliance, and those people need to repent.
Yes.
But, yes.
What would you like to see in terms of the disciplinary action? Should she be expelled from the party, suspended, fined?
Hey, at this point, I really don't know. Because, you know, Madam Zille is one of the leaders within the Democratic Alliance who have played a big, a very big role, especially in the transformation of this organization. I do not know where she came from, what happened on that day, that she would tweet such a message. But like I said, I would love to see her repent from that, because no one is perfect.
But at this point, you say you don't know, you know, where she came from that particular day. At the outset, you said that you were not surprised that she had, you know, tweeted that particular sentiment. And that gave me the indication that this was a common sentiment within her. And the fact that you weren't surprised at it, that indicated that you may have heard something like that from her before.
Yeah. You see, when white people are gathered alone, whether it's a family gathering or whatever, they can tell you, such slurs are always thrown around. And because there is no one there to call the other into order, you see? So with time, I guess, they come to a point where they're not able to hide anymore. Hence, I'm not surprised. But with Madame Zille being instrumental in the transformation of this organization, I would have expected better.
We certainly will watch to see what is how this is dealt with by the party itself, and that will give us an indication as to what will be what we can expect from them. Thank you very much for your time this morning, Mandla. Have a good day.
Thank you, Seba.
So that was Mandla Nyakela speaking to us about the DA's comments. He's a DA member also. He's become disillusioned with the DA because of the issue of racism within the party.